honesty, passion, experience. It's Timberwolves Explosion, hosted on the Paladino Live Network. And now, your host, Paladino Joey. Hello again, Timberwolves fans. Are you ready for the explosion of Timberwolves basketball? I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Owygen. Timberwolves Explosion is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. I thank each and every one of you once and always for downloading and listening to this show. It is a, well, somewhat pleasure to be back on board with you once again today. It's nighttime. I'm recording at nighttime on a Sunday night, kind of like Purple Mafia. In a way, but I'm doing this very unconventional at this stage. I'm outside at my fire pit, the apartment, so outside the fire pit. So you're going to get a little different audio quality here. I hope it's okay. It's worked out for other podcasts that I've done, like Freedom of Thought and such, so you might hear me trying to knock this thing around a little bit, something the Wolves could use a little knocking around as, well, we got our hopes up. Everything felt like $1 million. You know, we felt like $1 million, all of us. The national media loved us. They're calling us, you know, the next big thing, and we're going to sweep the Denver Nuggets, Wolves in four, Charles Barkley, whoever else, what's his name, Stephen A. Smith. The Wolves, they're going to sweep him. The Nuggets are done. This team is done. What's his name is throwing stuff, you know, that Jamal Murray, oh, what's his name, throwing stuff on the court, and of course he didn't get suspended. What a shocker, absolutely shocking that he didn't get suspended. And what's happened since then? Wolves have looked like dog dookie. The defense that all of us were talking about was the best defense you ever saw. What defense? It looks like last year's team or 2 years ago where we couldn't stop anybody. In certain little spurts and stuff tonight, the defense was adequate. But in game number three, the defense was complete garbage. Low energy the whole way. It was like Nuggets all the way in that one. But everything's fine. We're up 2-1. Everything will be fine. Just settle down. It's going to be Wolves in five. Gentlemen sweep. Okay, maybe Wolves in six. I'm beginning to think Nuggets in six. Yeah, the Timberwolves are, unfortunately, again, well, as if unless you've been living in a cave the last, well, few minutes anyway, the Timberwolves are now tied with the Denver Nuggets 2-2. So I'm not going to throw in any audio here. Just want to make this probably a one-segment shot. It'll be as long as it's going to be, but what an absolute turn of events. A lot of, whoop, I don't want to hit that button. I would have stopped the show and I would have been talking to myself. That would have been about, that's kind of about how it is anyway. I'm just talking to myself anyway, right? You all think I'm stupid and crazy probably after all my rants and frustrations. Vince, poor Vince Germano. He's always the brunt of my frustration. And no, I'm not yelling at him. I'm just ranting and going crazy about the team because, well, what the hell just happened? I don't know. They just kind of forgot how to play, I guess. Mojo is, the mojo's just completely gone right now. I mean, it's Nuggets in six. This looks like a Nuggets in six type of deal. Maybe the Wolves proved me wrong. They go and have a gritty and outstanding effort, kind of like the Minnesota Wild back in 2003. They went into Colorado, the Colorado Avalanche, who were insanely heavily favored in that series, and they won game five. And it was like, dang. So if the Wolves go and win game five, maybe, just maybe, the Timberwolves could pull this off in six after all. A lot of us would like to believe that could happen. I sure would. But the momentum is 100% on Denver's side. Like, imagine Denver had won the first two games, and then the Timberwolves just tied the series up. Okay, let's see if we can go all the way here. Win game five. Wow, that'd be great. Hopefully the Wolves can switch momentum in this series back in our favor. But I don't see it happening, folks. I don't. I mean, my experience watching the NBA, watching professional sports over the last X amount of years tells me the Wolves are not going to win this series. And I hate saying that. This is not somebody coming on here who just loves to bash on the Timberwolves. I just hate this team. Ha ha ha. I just pretend to like them to do the podcast. No, I do not want the Timberwolves to lose this series. I want them to sweep the Nuggets. I hate the Nuggets. I hate them with a passion. I do. Oh, dating back to, like, you know, forever, because we've been in the same division for eons. And, you know, it's a different kind of thing. It's a division rivalry thing. It's not like this is like, oh, you know, we're, you know, the Timberwolves have like 10 championships and the Nuggets have 11. No, it's not like that. The Nuggets have one title and we don't have jack bleep. And I'm tired of having Jack bleep. It's been a long time with lots of Minnesota franchises here disappointing us. This is as Minnesota as it gets. I mean, we're talking historical looking team. And then here we come back looking like crap. Kind of like the Minnesota Wild so many times. You feel like $1 million. Holy cow, this is so exciting. $1 million. Everything's going to be, you know, I mean, this team is going all the way. And then the Blackhawks, you know, Chicago Blackhawks, of course, you know, go up like 3-0 before half of the fans are even in their seats. It's just like, really, man? Or the Wild don't show up and choke right away in the first round against like a St. Louis Blues team coached by our former coach, Mike Yeo. That's kind of what this feels like in a way, but no, obviously it's not. The Wolves were not favored to win this series. Until we took the 2-0 lead, then yes, we were. But then once the Timberwolves become the favorites to win the series, of course we're not, because we can't win at home. It's just, we just can't win at home now because, well, I don't know, because we're Minnesota. That's the only reason I can come up with at this stage. Back in the day, Minnesota teams won home games. Back in the day, they did, especially the Twins. It was like, oh yeah, it would have been completely over if, say, the Twins would win 2 games on the road. It would be over back in the day in the Kirby Puckett and all them. But now, we're at a point of, I don't know what else to say. Just we're kind of at the stage of the momentum is 100% on Denver's side. It just is. My deep apologies. A technical difficulty. Apparently, as I was pulling up the numbers, it went into video mode and it had stopped. So I'd been talking for a few minutes to myself. So, of course, that happened. My deep apologies. So, yes, the momentum does feel like it's on Denver's side completely, and that it's probably going to be the Nuggets in 6 rather than the Wolves in 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or whatever. My initial prediction was Nuggets in 7. I don't know. It's sad. It truly is. Game number 3, which was the first Wolves home game, of course, in the series, was definitely not what we were hoping for at the end of the day. Obviously the moment, the game basically started off, the Wolves had no energy. Anthony Edwards basically said that, leading into the game, which was, you know, an extremely disappointing explanation. It just doesn't add up. It's not something that a lot of us were hoping to see at the end of the day. And it was beyond frustrating. A 117-90 loss there. Now I have this, hopefully it's still recording now. So you can see the little microphone blinking. I should have looked at that. My apologies. It's happened to me on previous podcasts or other podcasts. Also, the fire had gone out too, so that was irritating, but it came back after blowing on it pretty good. 117-90. There was no rekindling the fire with the Wolves in this game, and there was really similar in game number 4. But game 3, of course, Jamal Murray, you know, after flipping out and should have been suspended and everything. And, of course, he didn't get suspended. He was fined $100,000, whatever. Came out solid. And the Nuggets simply won the game. They had way more energy than the Timberwolves. The defense was a complete non-factor. There was just no resistance in this game. The Timberwolves felt unprepared in the game on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. And, yes, Denver wasn't going to lay down and give up. They were the world champions and this and that. And, of course, I was not that comfortable in thinking that the Wolves were going to crush Denver necessarily. Yes, I said Wolves in 4 because it did feel like maybe, you know, the momentum really was that good. And maybe, hopefully, just maybe this team really was a team of destiny. I don't think so now. I just don't. As negative as that might sound, I don't think so. I don't know. Guys had some decent numbers and everything. It's funny, like Anthony Edwards' quote-unquote box score looks okay, but the energy wasn't there, though. And a minus 32 is complete garbage. Like, how do you get outscored by 32 points? Like, that's garbage. Carl Anthony Towns has put me in a mood of, like, I'm just about ready to trade him to Siberia. I don't care. I don't care if he gets traded to Siberia and we never see him again. I'm kind of at that point with Carl Anthony Towns now. Anthony Edwards is 22 years old and is taking strides to being possibly a first ballot Hall of Famer in this league. Maybe even a unanimous Hall of Famer first ballot. That good, possibly, when it comes to Anthony Edwards. Where Carl Anthony Towns, he looks like Kirk Cousins in a Timberwolves uniform. You know, 4 of 7 from the floor, only 7 attempts. Just, I don't know, just meh. Just nothing to brag about. 5 rebounds. This isn't 32 minutes, by the way. This isn't like he was playing in half of the game. You know, and it's like, we can't talk about, oh, he came back from an injury and this and that. Yeah, that was a while ago, though. You know, I mean, okay, you know, we can say that forever. When is it going to be like, okay, Karl-Anthony Towns really took charge, you know, and was one of the better players? He was damn good in the Phoenix series, but a lot of that momentum that we had in the Phoenix series and continued into Denver has seemingly vanished at this stage. And that's all I can really say about it. It feels like it truly has. Game number three is an unreviewable game, to be quite honest. The team did not show up to play, and that is all I have to say about it. On to game number four, 107-115. Very fitting in this one how it was a beautiful, blue, very warm day here in May in you know, in the Twin Cities here, Golden Valley in my case, but other cities close by. You had the beautiful blue sky, a little on the breezy side, and then all of a sudden when the wind shifted to the north later in the day, this huge smoke basically rolled in from Canada because of wildfires that never seemed to end. Like, they've pretty much plagued this place for, I don't know, the last 10 years or so when it comes to the summertime and, you know, warm part of spring and into summer, where you've pretty much had smoky skies half of the freaking year, and it's ridiculous. And it was kind of like a telltale sign that Denver was going to come in and smoke us again and ruin our beautiful day. And that's pretty much what happened. They didn't really kill the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves came out with good effort at the beginning. But then when Denver started to kind of, you know, take the lead and the Wolves started to get sloppy, Karl-Anthony Towns, every time he's driving to the basket, basically, the ball's knocked out of his hand, kind of like Joe Smith, because Joe Smith was just too slow with the ball. Always getting the ball knocked out of his hands, and that's what happened with Karl-Anthony Towns in this game, game number four, of course. And it just had you at a point of insane frustrations. Every time down the floor, it's a turn, you know, he turned the ball over, and then there'd be another stupid foul. Jokic gets any call he can possibly imagine. Anytime he's anywhere near the basket, he's either going to score or he's going to get fouled, or he's going to lower his shoulder into somebody. And, oh, the foul is called on our guy. Of course. Anytime a call's on Jokic, it's like, you can't believe it. Oh, my God, you know. So that's pretty much what type of vibe this is right now with the Timberwolves on this Denver series at the end of the day. Jokic, I mean, the Cyclops, as I call him, 15 of 26. He might as well have been 26 of 26. He just clanged some longer-range shots. But anything close to the basket, it's just going to go in every damn time. It just, it's ridiculous. Jamal Murray, 19 points, 8 of 17. And the other key with Jokic and all that, so you'll notice Aaron Gordon shot 11 of 12. My God. And you know why that is? Because nobody was freaking guarding the guy. And it's not because he's wide open hitting shots. It's because he was cutting to the basket and was wide open and getting open dunks, Aaron Gordon. Every time Jokic had the ball, Gordon would be cutting to the basket. And it's like everybody's up. Oh, let's go double team Jokic, and there's Gordon wide open underneath the basket for a little backdoor pass from Jokic, who had 7 assists in the game. Amazingly, only 7 rebounds, which is funny, but just another night where Denver shot the ball well. The defense was putrid and garbage. It's completely gone. The defense just feels like it's totally gone from this team. It's beyond frustrating. Beyond. Karl-Anthony Towns. Yep. 5 of 18. That's freaking horrible. Like, freaking horrible. Like, get off the court. I don't want to see you anymore. Horrible. That's how bad it was. You need this game. The biggest game of your life. You need this game. Otherwise, the momentum is 100% of Denver's side. And he shows up. He shows up, and this is what he gives you. 5 of 18. In your house. Your own house. His own house, so to speak. That's what he gives you. But you know what's great about that? It's okay. He's still going to go home. He's going to still have that $50 million a year salary, and the rest of us can suck it. You know, go back to our plain Jane jobs, some of us that are not necessarily happy at our jobs, and he gets his $50 million and we can suck it. That's pretty much what this is. That's pretty much how I'm taking it as far as I'm concerned. It's extremely frustrating. 5 of 18. And oh, I'm sure he feels terrible. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. That's not enough, you know. Like, perform better, man. Seriously, 5 of 18. Come on, you know that. I just had enough of the garbage. Anthony Edwards showed up to play throughout the game. He was amazing at the beginning. He missed some shots he missed some shots like any human being would, you know. But Anthony Edwards was the best player on the floor throughout the entire night. But he didn't have a whole lot of help. Pardon me for stammering. Conley did have 9 assists in the game, and we appreciate that. That was nice. Naz Reid was, you know, he should have been on the floor way more than Karl Anthony Towns. I think that's actually not good. Amazingly, Karl Anthony Towns was a +4 in the game. That's an anomaly if I've ever seen one. I thought Gobert was terrible. He was whiny and complaining all the time as well. Yes, the fouls are lame. I hate the foul calls. I hate it. I hate the way Denver plays. I hate the crap they get away with. But, you know, wake up. Make adjustments. Show up, you know, figure it out, damn it. And you didn't figure it out. Regardless of the fact you're a 30-year-old player making $50 million bleeping dollars a year, just like Karl Anthony Towns, who's 28. Yep, you get to go back to your bajillion dollars, and good for you, I guess. The rest of us can suck it, I suppose. Nikhil Alexander was terrible as well. 24 minutes, 1 of 7 from the floor. He was missing layups, of course, clanging. You know, when people like Nikhil Alexander and Jaden McDaniels aren't hitting their corner threes, that's a bad sign as well. And that's pretty much, again, what happened. They shot for a combined 1 of 7 from three-point range in this game. So this is game number 4, which was actually better than the last game, if you can believe it. And of course it was. This wasn't a thorough thrashing, but Denver was up by 17, you know, at times in this game. And you just never felt that that run was going to come. And when it did come, it just wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough, you know? It just wasn't enough. And here we are, 2-2, going back to Denver. Of course Denver's heavily favored now. They have regained home court advantage in the series as well. So we're kind of right back where we started, and it's a best of 3. Timberwolves show up to play for Game 5. Good for them. If they don't, well, Game 6 is probably going to be just like it's going to feel a lot like the Memphis series, where they probably should have won this series. The Timberwolves probably should have won this series, regardless of how good Denver is, and they're a proud franchise, and they're this and that, whatever. The Timberwolves shouldn't have let out. The Timberwolves let this slip away more than people want to admit, I think. they're letting this absolutely slip right through their hands, and it's freaking terrible and frustrating to a point of insanity. Again, the good news is Anthony Edwards has taken a giant step towards becoming one of the best players on the planet, if not the best player on the planet, and that's where the positive vibes come from as we head into this series, as we head, like, you know, later on into his career. But I'm not so sure I want Karl Anthony Towns along for this ride going into next year and beyond, but is he even tradable with that salary? And, you know, he's kind of like a Kirk Cousins, but the Atlanta Falcons wanted Kirk Cousins. Maybe the Atlanta Hawks will want Karl Anthony Towns. So congratulations to the Atlanta Hawks, as they will be drafting number 1 overall in the draft. So they won the draft lottery today. Congratulations. I guess it's back to Sundays again, like it used to be many years ago, during these second round games. It usually is during the second round. It always is. So congratulations, Atlanta Hawks, another team kind of like the Phoenix Suns, who had never won the draft lottery before. So we can't cry about that anymore. Timberwolves got it with Carl. The Timberwolves got it with Anthony Edwards. So absolutely love Anthony Edwards and appreciate him in so many ways. Carl, I'm not sure what to say. He's 28 years old and he's still acting like a rookie out there, flaring his arms up and all of that. So I don't know. One thing I noticed a while back, like, say, when you wanted to have Karl Anthony Towns as, you know how we have the podcast logo, like, for that specific episode? I was looking up Karl Anthony Towns. Every dang photo is him whining. Every photo, every image, like, every Google image you can find, you know, where it's all over The Athletic or whatever the heck else. It's always Karl Anthony Towns with his hands up in the air complaining. It was just kind of funny how that tended to be an insanely common image of Karl Anthony Towns. And it's like you look him up in a dictionary, that's what you're going to see. You know, dictionary, Wikipedia, him flaring his arms, complaining, flaring up his arms. And then you see box scores like this, 5 of 18. 5 of 18. And it was worse than it looked. Only one turnover, but it felt like he had like 20 of them. So most of those missed shots were because he got stuffed before he really had any chance to get the ball released. It felt like he had like 10 turnovers in the game. It really did. And I don't know. I'm disgusted with Carl Anthony Towns' play, generally speaking, especially in this one. But, jeez, it just looks like, he just looks like Kirk Cousins, you know, showing up. Maybe he'll get some good numbers, but then when you really need him to take charge, you know, to be, you know, at least the second best player, something like that, you know, somebody to help Anthony Edwards, and he's just not there. Garbage. And that's what this was. In game number three, both of them, Carl and Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards were a minus 32. So very telling statistics there of how awful and absolute what a letdown game number three was. Absolute freaking letdown of epic proportions. So now I'm going to look at the rest of the postseason, if humanly possible. It is still recording. Again, I feel like a moron for losing as much as I did, but maybe it's for the best because there was a car making noise behind me in some of the audio that was lost earlier into us, you know, not even into the cyber world. I never got a chance to get into the cyber world. Boston is up 2-1 in their series. So what gave me hope a little bit as a Timberwolves fan was how the Cleveland Cavaliers kicked the Celtics' ass in their house in game number two, but then the Celtics now have come back and are up 2-1. So the New York Knicks won the first two games of the series in the classic Knicks and Pacers deal. Pacers have won two in a row now. Player after player is banged up in both on both teams in that second round series in the Eastern Conference. I'm not sure where to go with that one, but I do think the Celtics will beat the Cavs in six. As for the Pacers and Knicks, I think the Knicks maybe outlast them in seven in a grueling back-and-forth battle. The Thunder and the Mavericks, if you can believe it, the Thunder are now up 2-1 on the Mavericks. See, that's what also gave me hope, was how the Mavericks beat the Thunder at home, 119-110, and then it's like, wow, even the Mavericks beat them again to take a 2-1 lead. So very interesting opportunity for the Dallas Mavericks to possibly get to the Western Conference Final, which makes you even more frustrated because the Timberwolves may have had home field advantage or home court advantage against the Mavericks if we could have got past the Denver Nuggets. We still might. We still might. I might be eating some crow, and I hope I am. I hope I'm eating so much crow it's not even funny. But right now, I don't see it happening, folks. You've seen the games, and you've watched basketball. I think a lot of Timberwolves explosion... I thought this stopped recording, so I better do some editing here. I was cursing really loud. Whoops. My apologies. But it's just not flashing in front of me anymore. That's weird. I wonder why that happened. But anyhow, it just figures, though, that the New York Knicks would, the Dallas Mavericks might possibly go to the West Finals, which would give the Wolves home court advantage in the Western Conference Final, which could open the door to play the Celtics or whoever in the NBA Final. But I don't know. Maybe we wouldn't protect home court. Looks like home court doesn't mean as much as it should, as the home team has not won a single game in the Wolves and Denver series. Hopefully that continues and the Wolves win this in seven. But after a grueling battle with a seven-game series, even if we do survive this, I don't know what's going to happen. But I don't know. I just hate to see golden opportunities thrown away, that's all. And that's what I feel is happening. So right now, I just think right now it's like Celtics will win the Eastern Conference. Who's going to win the West? Maybe the Denver Nuggets. Ugh. Probably the Nuggets. Probably the Nuggets win the West, but the Celtics will win the title over the Nuggets. So at least the Nuggets will lose in the end. And I hope they do. Screw the Denver Nuggets. Screw the Denver Nuggets. And if you like the Nuggets, screw you too. Okay. Anyhow, on to... Sorry, I know. I sound really classy, don't I? On to the... what is it called? Twitter account. So, fan interaction. This is all one Seggy here. What the heck? Okay. Yep, this is way back. So, @TWolvesEX. Okay, I'll just continue from here. I was saying, because Rudy Gobert did win the Defensive Player of the Year, so that is in the right place. Anyhow, Tane Brown retweeted the most recent episode, as did Vince Germano and Levi Brown. Tane and Levi are from New Zealand, Vince Germano from Australia. And yes, he was throughout the game as I was bitching and moaning, he was trying to encourage me and let me know that, hey, this isn't over. And of course, you knew Denver was going to come back. And yeah. Yes, I had a pretty good feeling that Denver wasn't going to lay down and let this go. I wish they would, but it just doesn't work that way, does it? Now, Tenay Brown says when the trade was announced, that'd be the Rudy Gobert trade at the time. Yeah, I mean, my heart fell into my stomach because the amount that was given up, it was scary. But anyhow, Tenay, when that trade was announced, I was absolutely fuming about it. Didn't see it working whatsoever. I was ready for Tim Connelly to leave immediately. Boy, was I wrong. Rudy has been incredible for this franchise. Congratulations to him. Elite. Unfortunately, the last two games, he's been insanely disappointing. But yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And great for him to get that Defensive Player of the Year. I don't know. I'm just really down about this right now. I feel bad for Conley and Rudy Gobert. They never got to the West Finals with Utah, even having the number one seed years ago. So that's a huge Debbie Downer right there. Vince Germano says, relax, I was going off on something. What was I ranting about? Too many things. Okay, yes, let's just open it up. I was saying, what a massive letdown. I hate Minnesota in general. Every godforsaken time we got our hopes up. Vince Germano says, relax, you're still up in the series, you'll be fine. But now I don't feel that. Hopeless Wolves fan was saying, what a complete and utter embarrassment and disappointment. Biggest game the city has seen in decades, and it's just a complete blowout. Nothing positive to take away from this game. Classic Wolves letdown. That was game number 3. I was saying I hated every second of it, especially to this Nuggets team who has really gotten on my nerves for many years. Yep, going back to Carmelo Anthony, of course, at the very least. If not even back to Dikembe Mutombo. Yeah, they're annoying. They are. I was saying, oh, this is going sideways real fast. This is going to be a... Oh, at first I was saying this is going to be a tough one, a lot like Game 1. Hopefully similar results, if you know what I mean. And it's like going sideways real fast. That was late in the first quarter. Anthony Edwards came out like a world beater, and he stayed good the whole game, but ultimately, it wasn't enough. Are you looking for a really nice Timberwolves-related Facebook page out there with cool fans and a wonderful host? Well, look no further than Wolfpack from Flip to Finch, hosted by Scott Doherty. He does a great job. Scott Doherty's an awesome guy. And the fan base on there, obviously passionate about the Wolves, but also respectful of other people's opinions regarding the team. Check out the page. It's awesome. Wolfpack from Flip to Finch. I was saying, this is disgusting, looking a lot more like Nuggets in 6. Make a godforsaken stop, you pansies. Where did the defense go? Blah, blah, blah. I was going off. Hopeless Wolves fan says, team is still soft as shit. And I was like, that's exactly what I'm seeing. It's beyond frustrating. Hopeless Wolves fan responded with, somebody tell me why they think this team will be keeping Towns around. Honest question. I was saying, I'm officially on the trade Towns bandwagon. Hopeless Wolves fan says, he's been here for 9 years now? Who is he? I mean, who he is as a player isn't changing, and it's been clear that his inconsistency is not something you want as a second option. He's not tough enough or disciplined enough. That can't be argued. Amen. Yep, amen. That's a yes. People can get mad all they want, but it's just an honest, depressing fact. Whoops, I almost hit the wrong button here. I was saying Carl Anthony Towns is Kirk Cousins in a Timberwolves uniform. Hopefully I didn't lose anybody there, but maybe. Hopeless Wolves fan says, exactly. Well, luckily, I don't think I have lost anybody recently, so that's good. I hope not. Whoa. Where did these people come from? No, this isn't even the same Twitter, is it? Who knows? I don't know. Yeah, well, it is what it is. Talking T-Wolves, I'll give you a follow back. Yeah, there's a lot of what look like fake accounts. That's always nice. So, I think I've babbled enough about that. Let me tell you, some of those fake accounts, you wish they were real. But we'll leave that where that is. You can fill in the blanks there. outside of that, I think that's about it. I'm going to check the Instagram just to be fair and honest here. You can hear the toads doing their call here in the background, the sound. I like toads. They're very nice. And they do help us with the pest population a bit. So we appreciate toads around here in the, you know, at least in my book. Come on now. It looks like there is no new Nope, just likes. And I appreciate the likes. They help. Oh my God, this is episode 400. What a way to go. This is the 400th episode. What a way to celebrate 400 episodes of Timberwolves Explosion. I almost forgot. Out by a campfire with a different audio and a depressing mood here. 400 episodes in. Well, you know what, though? Pretty symbolic, huh? For Timberwolves history. You get your hopes up. You feel good. Things are looking better. Then someone gets hurt or something. Well, that was the Wolves getting mad. That might have been Anthony Edwards there. So I'm just kidding. But, nope, that's pretty much it. So 400 episodes of Timberwolves Explosion dating back to August of 2008, I believe. Yes. Really appreciate all of you that have stuck with this show for a long period of time and that really appreciate all of you that have stuck with the show for a very long time. And can't thank you enough, Vince Germano, Tenay Brown, Levi Brown, Benzo, a lot of you that have been so loyal for so long. I appreciate all of you so much, to a point of I can't thank you enough for being a part of this show for as long as you have. So you guys are absolutely great. Reese Pedretti, Pumpa, you guys are absolutely, you know, you guys have been pillars of the show for so long, and it means the world to me that you've been around listening to the show. So some of you, like, I understand if some of you can't listen all the time, but, you know, that's kind of how that goes, I suppose. It's, really appreciate it, though. Sorry, I'm a little distracted now, all the weird people here. I just, yeah, probably not the best idea to record outside, but that's how it goes. Again, all of you have been absolutely loyal and wonderful to the show. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you with 400 episodes in. It's, I'd like to do another 400 at least. Would it be amazing to get to 1,000 episodes if that could happen? And hopefully that day does come. We'll see how long. Hopefully this team does win a championship at some point. Maybe they still will this year. And maybe this is all just a bump in the road. Wish I could have my hopes a little higher, but we'll see how it goes. With that said, I thank every one of you for listening to the show and for being around as long as you have. And I guess here's to 400 episodes. Cheers, mate. Cheers, mate. And all of that good stuff. God bless all of you. And we will talk to you soon.